We're up to Ayin Dalet on the base, the top of the Amid. It's a nice short Amid. As soon as I catch my breath. Taking out the garbage becomes a big... Haitana Rabbana. Holcha Eitzel Chacham V'Hitiru. Person married a woman, Amanasa, she doesn't have any Nidarim, and she had Nidarim. But she then went subsequently to a Chacham, and he was Mata her Neder. So retroactively, she's Mekudeshes. Because Lamaisa, the Chacham is Mata Lamafreya. Heter Nidarim is with Charata, as if you never made the Neder. So it comes out, at the time that he made the Kedushin, she didn't have any Nidarim. Retroactively. He made a condition that she doesn't have any mumim. Subsequently, she went to the doctor and he removed her mum. Right? She had a tail and the doctor took it off. So, Eitzel Rofe v'Ripeosa ain't a Mekudeshes. Not Mekudeshes. Because the doctor doesn't heal you retroactively. At the time of the Kedushin, she still had the tail. So therefore, what's it called? She's not Mekudeshes. Mara says, Ma bin Chacham l'Rofe? Chacham okir es ha-neder meikoro. Rofe ainu marape el mikan lahaba. Mara says, Latanya eitzel Chacham v'hitira eitzel Rofe v'ripe yosa ainu mekudeshes. With the Brisa that says, both of them are not mekudeshes. Even the Chacham v'hitira. So, what's this Brisa? Amarov alokashya. Horeb Meir, Horeb Elazar. It's a Takamach Lokas Tanoim. Whether it helps to have the nether mutter, whether then she's mekudeshes l'mafreya. Horeb Meir, the Amar Adam rotsa shetis baza ishtov abeisdin. Horeb Elazar, the Amar Ein Adam rotsa shetis baza ishtov abeisdin. Right, there's a machlokas of Meir and Elazar, which the Gemara will bring down in a second. Whether a person cares whether his wife has to come to Beisdin. And it's a demeaning for her. So Reb Meir holds that a person doesn't care. His wife has to come to Beis Din. It's okay with him. And Reb Elazar holds no. Therefore, when he made this t'nai, that I want a woman who doesn't have any nedarim, what did he mean? Did he mean that she doesn't have any nedarim? And if she does, I wouldn't mind if she goes to a chacham and gets it mutter. And therefore, that's all included. In other words, as long as in the end she won't have any darin, that's fine with me. That's basically his intention. Because he's thinking that even if she'll have nadarin, but she'll have to go and get the heter nadarin, right, hataris nadarin, that's still okay. But it's a bizarre to have to go to Beis Din and get hataris nadarin. If, however, ein adam rotsa shetis bazo ishtova Beis Din, so then, when he made the nether, he said, I want her not to have any dorm, and I'm not really interested in her having to go to Basin to be mater nether. And therefore, his intention was that she doesn't have any dorm now. Not that it'll work out that she won't have any dorm. So therefore, she didn't fulfill the condition. Even though now the mafreya shouldn't have any dorm, but he didn't want that. He didn't want her to have to go to Basin. Okay. It's a bizarre for him, for his wife to have to go to Basin. Rashi, Haolcha Achar Kedushin Eitzel Chacham, Vihitira Min HaNedarim, Eitzel Rofe V'Ripeyosa Min HaMumit, Okar HaNedar Mikaro, Shehari Poseach La Becharota, Adaiti Dehochi Mika Nadart. Right, how does Hataris Nedarim work? Not Haforis Nedarim, Hataris Nedarim by Chacham, right? Torah says that if the person has harata from making the nether, then a chacham can be ochre the nether l'mafreya. Can't do it himself, lo yachil devaro, but he can do it through a chacham. So the chacham finds here pesach shel harata and says, if you would have known this, would you have made that nether to begin with? And the person has to say, no, I never would have made the nether. So now he has harata. He regrets making the nether. So the chacham now can take that regret and make it real. And be ochre the nether of the mafreya, as if he never made it. The hi omeris lo, the chacham omer lo, Harehu balach lidekach hilkach lav nether umutalach. Since you never would have made that nether had you known X, Y, or Z, and so you regret making the nether, I'm being matter the nether for you based on the harata. Nimtza kemishalo hayolel b'shas kedushin. Comes out l'mafreya, she never had a nether, so when she was married, b'shas kedushin, she didn't have a nether. Now it works out l'mafreya. Mikan lahaba avar apshav hayolel. But by mumin, the doctor can't heal you retroactively. He heals you from now on. So at the time of the kedushin, she still had the mum. Nimtza shebishas tanaya kedushin hitaso. She fooled him. Therefore, it's no kedushin. V'hatanya, the Gemara says, Eitzel Chacham v'itir Eitzel Rofei v'ripel sa'enem v'kudeshes, both of them. The kashya Chacham achacham. The case of Rofei is not a problem. But the case of Chacham is a problem. Here it says the Chacham whose matir doesn't help. And there it says it is. Hadik tanim v'kudeshes Reb Meir. The price that says it's v'kudeshes is Reb Meir. The Omer Adam wrote sa'enem matin in Telech Eitzel Chacham. Right. It's okay with him. It's not that he wants her to bedafka be misvali. He doesn't care. Right? If a wife will go to Beis Din for Ataris Nadarim, it doesn't bother him. Ein Adam Rotza, Hilka Chadaiti Dehochi Lokitcha. When I married you and made the condition you don't have the Nadarim, I wasn't thinking about you going to be Mater Neder. I don't want my wife to have to go to Beis Din. That's a demeaning for me. So, I meant you don't have any Nadarim at this time. Not that Lamafrey will work out because I wasn't even considering you going to Beis Din. So therefore, she wasn't Mekayim this night. Okay, what's the case? Mahi, where is this machlokus of Adam Rotsa Shetizbaza Ishto Bebezni or not? Tisnan, Hamotzias Ishto Mishum Neder. A person who divorces his wife because she is an Adronis. She made a Neder, he doesn't like the fact she makes his Nedarim, so he divorced her. Lo Yavzer Mishum Shemra. Lo Yavzer. So he can't remarry her. Why? Because we're afraid that she'll be mater neder, and what's it called? And then he'll say, "Hey," and she'll go. What's it called? She'll go marry somebody else, and she'll have children, and then she'll be mater the neder, and the guy will say, "Hey, if I knew she could find a heter for this neder, I never would have divorced her." And then it'll look like has harot on the divorce. Right? In other words, he divorced her under false pretenses because he thought she'd never get a heter for the nether. And now she did. And therefore, what's it called? His get is bottle. Because it's like he made a condition that if I would have known that you could be mater nether, could be that it's not true, but it looks bad. And then she was never divorced. She married somebody else, had children. The kids are mamzerim. It'll look bad for her children. Right? So therefore, we don't let him take her back. So he knows that if you're divorcing her, there's no recourse, so you better be gomer das that you're divorcing her 100%. Because if not, you never can take her back anyway. That's mishum ned. Mishum shemra lo yavzer. Same thing. If he, divorced her because there was a rumor going around that she was promiscuous or whatever, she can't take her back, because later on maybe it'll come out that the rumor wasn't true, and the same thing will be. She'll marry somebody else, have children, and then he'll say, "Wow, if I would have known the rumor wasn't true, I never would have divorced her." And then it's going to look pretty bad that the children look like mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that is what's it called, the Tanakh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol neder sheyadu bo rabim lo yavzer. A neder that a lot of people know about, the rabim know. We'll see much how much is rabim. Right, you can't bring her back. Lo yadu bo rabim yavzer. But if it's a neder that not a lot of people don't know about, then he could bring her back. Reb Meir Omer, kol neder shetzorich chakiras chacham lo yavzer. Sheino tzorich chakiras chacham yavzer. A neder that needs a chacham to be mater. Right there, you can't bring her back. But if it doesn't need a chacham to be mater, there it's okay. Omer Rebbe Lazar, lo astru tzorich elam nesha eno tzorich. Right? Okay, we'll see 1 second what's it called. The machlokis over here. Rashi says there's no kedai, not kedai to go over twice. Rashi. Mishum neder. Shehoisa nadronis. The guy divorces wife because she was always making nadarim, and he can't live with a woman who's always making nadarim, so he divorced her. Lo yazir. Mefarish mesechus gitin treitani. Given the Gemara says two reasons. Ikal man yom rishum tulkula, which we explained. She'im ata omer yavzer, if he couldn't remarry her. Shema teilech v'tinasi, she'll go and get married. The nimsa shemra she'eno shemra, and it'll come out that the rumor wasn't true. The reason he divorced her, because of this rumor, and it wasn't true. Al nether nekar al yidei chacham, or she'll go and be mater nether, and now there's no reason why he should have divorced her. U'mekalkala, and he'll be mekalkal her. The omer, ilu ha'isi odeya, she'teinu, if I would have known that you could be mater nether, if I would have known that the rumor was going to come out to be not true, right? Afilu nosni mea monolo isi megarshecha. If they would have given me $1,000,000, I wouldn't have divorced you. I never intended to divorce you if I would have known that the rumor wasn't true or that you could have been mater neder. Lefichach omrim lo hevi yodea. Therefore we say to him the following. Hevi yodea. Shehamotzi es ishto mishum shemra o mishum neder lo yazir. The imchavivo alecha. And if it's true that you don't want to divorce her, right? Then lo tamayr lo tzia. You better wait and see. Maybe the shemra will be broken. Maybe it'll come out that's not true. So you better wait and see. Because if you don't wait and see, then we are clear that you're divorcing her across the board, no matter what. She can never come later on and say, "Well, if I would have known, I wouldn't have divorced her." We're telling you now, right, that if you really don't want to divorce her and you're only doing it because of the shemra or because of the nether, then have patience and wait. You don't want to wait, then it's clear that it's not, that's just a pretense. So you can never come later on and be motzi shemra on her and say that you never would have divorced or whatever. The Eosi Su the Kalkel Lo Mehemin. Shari Odeshan Esra Lov. He knows that she's gonna be Osir and he can't bring her back. So what'd you get divorced her for? If you were divorced her only because of this and you knew there was always a chance that it could change, then why don't you wait? Must be that that's all just a bunch of talk and you divorced her no matter what. The Lochash Yodeshan Esra Velochash Lidukas Adover. You didn't want to wait. So tough luck, then that's clear that he can't later on come and say, if I would have known, I wouldn't have divorced her. No, you knew, we told you, and you didn't want to wait, so you can't say this. And it was really, it's not going to be a vatal kedushin anyway, but it looks bad. Here it doesn't even look bad. There's another time over there in Gittin, why he can't bring her back. Because we don't want women to make nadarim, or to be what's it called prutzos, and then all of a sudden what's it called he can take her back. So a woman knows that if she's going to make nadarim and she's going to be promiscuous and her husband divorces her for that, there's no way of ever getting her back. So it's a knas on the woman. According to the first reason, it's for the sake of the woman, but later on she shouldn't come to a situation where her children or her second marriage looks bad. The Gemara says, "Kol neder she yado barabim." Right? So Rabbi Yehuda says that it depends what kind of neder it was. Kol neder she yado barabim, she nadrasa b'fnei asara. She made the neder in front of a minion. Okay, that's rabim. Lo yavzer. Why? Because over time, mishum shelo yu prutos b'nedarim. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the reason is the second reason, that a woman that women shouldn't be prutos b'nedarim. The chinadra b'fnei rabim. The zen nether she'ein lo hafara, right? A nether that's made b'fnei rabim, you can't be mefer. Kidamrinim begitin parts of yosemi die. That's real preachers making a nether in front of a minion, where you know that there can't be any hafaras nedarim, right? Not hataras nedarim, hafaras nedarim, right? Nether she'nasa barabim. So that's a real chutzpah. Just make such a nether. So therefore, they made a knas, you're never going to be able to get married again. So better watch out that if your husband's going to divorce you because you made a nedarim like that, forget it. But if she made a private nether, that's not so terrible, and therefore we didn't make a knas that she shouldn't. And the other thing we're not worried about. Shalo yadu barabim, the yeshlo hafara lo kansua. But a nether that's not bifnei rabim, that has hafara, that's not such a terrible thing to do, and therefore we didn't make a knas. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about the first reason. He's not afraid that the husband's going to come and say, "Oh, if I would have known, I never would have divorced you." That we're not afraid of. It's only again lies. He really can't say that. He didn't make any tenai or whatever. But it looks bad. We're not afraid of that. Rabbi Meir says no. Kol neder shetzorech hakiras chacham she'ein habal yochel lahafir. Any neder that the husband can't be mefer, that she has to go to Beis Din to get hataras nedarim. And we already learned there are certain nedarim that a husband can make for dvarim shebeino leveinah, dvarim shel inu nefesh, but there are nedarim that are not inu nefesh or not dvarim shebeino leveinah that pal can't be made for, right? Sheino mi dvarim shebeino leveinah velo inu nefesh lo yavshu. This over time, and Mishum Kilkula, he holds the reason is because of the Kilkul. That maybe someday the husband's gonna wake up and say, well, if I would have known you could gone to a Chacham to Matar Nether, and when he would have been Matar the Nether, I never would have divorced you. And then it looks like, right, that the divorce is no divorce. And her marriage is no marriage, and her children are Mamzeri. Hilkach Bahai Ikil Kilkula. In that case, there's a Kilkul. The Omer Ilu Ha'isi Odea, the Chacham Yochel Atiro, Lo Ha'isi Megarsheich. Because the mayor holds that a guy doesn't care if his wife goes to the basin. So he could say, well, I thought, you know, I didn't know you could go to a chacham and be matarid. If I would have known that, I never would have divorced you. And that sounds reasonable because he doesn't care if she goes to a chacham or not. So if I would have known you could go to a chacham, I never would have, and it wouldn't have bothered me if you went to a chacham. But I didn't know that. Then it looks like he was megarish or pretty much on that condition, and the condition wasn't, I was embarrassed you because I thought you couldn't get a heter for this nether. If I would have known you couldn't get a heter for the nether, I never would have divorced you. Looks bad. But something, but if it's something the husband could have been made for, then he could take her back. Right? If he could have been made for the nether, and he didn't, he can't tell us later, if I would have known that you could have had Hataras Nadarim, I never would have divorced you. What are you talking about? You divorced her, and you could have been made for the nether. Obviously, it didn't make a difference to you. So then you can't even say this. Then it doesn't hold any water. Right? If I would have known she could mount to the nether, what do you mean if you would have known? You could have been made for the nether yourself, and you didn't. You divorced her. So by stories, the nether was just an excuse. Lo amru tzorech hakiras chacham, elot neisheno tzorech. Sha tzorech hakiras chacham ein bo kilko. The lav kol kamini lomar ilu ha'isodea lefishein adam rotsis is bazu ishtem abeisden el meima asruim neishein otzar the yochel hu lekaches velomar lo ha'isodea shani yochel lahater the gazru hai atu hai. Rabbi Elazar says no. Really, in the case where the heter of the chacham something he couldn't be mefer, but the chacham was mater, there really maker adin he could be mazer her. Why? Because he can't say, well, if I would have known you could have gone and get heteros and daughter, I never would have divorced you. It's not true. Because I don't want my wife to have to go to Beis Din. And therefore, even if you would have gotten heteros and daughter, I'm not interested in that. Because that's a demeaning to me, that my wife had to go to Beis Din and get heteros and daughter. So that can't be an excuse that if I would have known that, I never would have divorced you. No, we say that if you would have known that, you still would have divorced her because you don't want her to go to the Chacham. I have a case though where he could be Mefer, where you don't need Hataris and Chacham. Then he could say, well, I didn't know I could be Mefer. I didn't know these halachas. If I would have known I could be Mefer, I never would have divorced her. There, Taka Rebbe Lesser, which is the opposite of what Rebbe Yehuda said. Mamish the opposite. In the case where he could be Mefer, he could say, I was ignorant, I didn't know I could be Mefer. And if I would have Mefer, I would have surely been Mefer, right, and I wouldn't have divorced you. So that case is the case of Kilkul. And the other case is only because we're afraid that if we let her come back in that case, she'll come back in this case too. But really, Mikra Adin, in the case of the Chacham, he could take her back. Because there's no way for him to say, if I would have known you could be Mater Nether, I wouldn't have divorced you. It's not true. Because you wouldn't want her to be Mater Neder. Because you wouldn't want her to go to Beis Din. That's Rebbe Elazar. And Rebbe Meir says, no, he would want her to go to Beis Din. And he could say, if I would have known, I would have liked to go to Beis Din, get me Mater Neder, I wouldn't have divorced her. So this is the machlokas, whether Adam wrote the Shittis Baza East of Beis Din or not. Okay. So that's the three-way machlokas, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Elazar here, and it centers around the machlokas of Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Meir, right? Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Meir, whether rotsa adam shittis baza ishto beis din or ain rotsa adam shittis baza ishto beis din. And Meir over here the same thing, right? If he made a tznai that the woman doesn't have any nedarim, what did he mean? She doesn't have any nedarim now, but if subsequently she'll be mater nether, wasn't included in this tonight, it's fine with me. Or no, when he said she doesn't have the darn, he means I don't want a woman who is going to have to go to Beis Din to be matur also. That also is not, is included in my Tanai. And therefore, even if she goes to Beis Din subsequently and it's Oker the Neder L'mafreya, still the Tanai wasn't the Koyim and she's still not, not married.
Okay.
A neder bifnei rabim. If he makes him, but if you can be mat, you can be matur a neder. You can't be mater. Right. Right. If a woman gets an aliyah and makes a neder,
don't give that us.
Yeah.
You can't be mafer it.
Mafer not matur. Yes. A husband can't be mafer.
I'm saying mafer. The person finds out, realizes he thought he made a neder, and then he realized he was bankrupt.
No, that's Hatoris Nadorim. You don't need, could be you don't need Hator over there. That's a Nether Batos.
Nether Batos.
Right.
So Bifnei Rabim is not the same thing
as Aldas Rabim, right. That, the Gemara is not here, but Gemara speaks about a Nether Shanasa Barabim, a Nether Shanasa Aldas Rabim. Right. It's Machlokas, right. Whether Nether Shanasa Barabim can't have Hathora, but Hatora, yes. And Shailavadas Rabin can't even have Torah.